Nurse by Dark Angel 001, read by Audio Diva. You wake up in a darkened room, in a single bed. You don't recognize the room initially, but as your eyes quickly adjust to the semi-darkness, you realize you're in a hospital bed. Although you feel groggy, you don't feel particularly unwell, and you mentally scan your body for any injuries or pains. However, you detect nothing. Maybe it's the meds, you think, but then again, you don't feel particularly doped up either. Just a little muzzy from having awoken from a deep sleep. Just as you're about to get out of bed and investigate your locker for clothes, you're distracted by the click-clacking sound of heels in the corridor outside. You listen as they make their way towards your room at an insistent pace. It might be the purposeful walk of a matron if the tread weren't so light. As you expect, the footsteps stop outside your door, and the immediately recognizable outline of a nurse appears in the frosted window, silhouetted by the corridor light, a tall, slender figure adorned with a nurse's cap. The door handle turns, and door opens slowly. A widening triangle of light spreads across the linoleum floor as the nurse steps tentatively inside. You smile at the irony of her trying not to wake you, even though ultimately that is her purpose, for she carries a little tray laden with medication and is clearly making her rounds. Nevertheless, you humor her and pretend to be asleep as she walks over to your bed, her heels continuing to make their light tattoo on the hard floor. The nurse stands over you and reaches up to turn on the angle-poised lamp that's positioned overhead. The light is momentarily dazzling and continues to obscure your view of her, and you screw up your face in discomfort since the bulb is pointing straight at your face. "I'm so sorry," the nurse whispers, and repositions the lamp head so that it's pointing away from you. She has a soft, caring voice, just right for a nurse, of course, but it's also youthful sounding, and you place her in her early 20s. "Morning," you say with irony, guessing it must be several hours before dawn. "Yes, I suppose it is," she replies. Her voice retains that same warmth you detected in her first words to you. You imagine she must have a similarly benevolent face. Very quickly, your eyes adjust to the new light and you start to make her out more clearly. Just as you expected, the nurse is young, 21 tops, and pretty with a sweet face to match that soft voice. She's not quite as tall as you imagine, certainly no more than 5'5", but she's slender and delicately framed inside her white nurse's uniform. Her light blonde hair is neatly pinned back under her cap, and she's wearing only the minimum of makeup, perhaps all that is permitted by the hospital rules. "How are you feeling tonight?" she asks with a lovely smile. "Okay, I think," you reply. "Nurse Jennings, don't tell me you don't remember me," her playful tone and wide smile tell you she's joshing you. "I'm sorry," you begin, wondering how you could forget such a beautiful girl. She laughs quietly. "No, I'm sorry. A nurse shouldn't make fun of her patient's condition." "Condition?" you repeat, hoping she may at last shed some light on why you're here. "Yes," her tone is more serious now, professional. "You're suffering from anterior grade amnesia. That explains why you don't know where you are or who I am." "Oh," you say, rather embarrassed. "I'm sorry." "You can't help it, silly," she laughs, her previous playful tone returning. "Anyway, it's time for your medication." With that, she hands you a little paper cup containing 3 pills, together with a cup of water. "Now I want you to take it like a good boy," and then she adds coquettishly, "as usual." "What are they?" you ask, swirling the paper cup so that the variously colored pills rattle around at the bottom. "Medicine," she says, matter-of-factly, as she walks to the bottom of your bed and takes out the chart from its holder. She busies herself looking through your notes. "Medication? For amnesia?" you say suspiciously. Nurse Jennings is jotting something down when she casually and somewhat vacantly replies, "Mm-hmm." "Why would a nurse lie to you?" Without another thought, you tip the pills onto the back of your tongue and swallow them down with the water. When she's finished updating your chart, she returns to your side and smiles as she takes the empty cups and sets them on the bedside table. Then she takes a thermometer from her breast pocket and places it in your mouth, saying in a mock, sternful voice, "Now don't chew it." You sit there with the thermometer sticking out of the corner of your mouth as she takes your pulse, using her nurse's watch to check it. The touch of her thin, delicate fingers on your wrist is thrilling, especially when you notice her beautifully manicured nails and the lack of a wedding ring. You also detect a hint of perfume. Again, it's probably so subtle because of hospital regulations, but it's scintillating all the same. "Are you all right?" Nurse Jennings says when she notices that you're staring dreamily at her pretty face. "Hmm?" you reply, her question disturbing your reverie.
Oh, yeah.
You add quickly, although the thermometer makes it difficult to talk. She takes it from your mouth, shakes it, and reads it. "My," she said softly, "looks like you've got something of a temperature." You look surprised. You don't feel feverish. A little horny, maybe, but not sick. Nurse Jennings walks back to the foot of the bed to make a note on your chart. When she's replacing it, that she glances up and notices the distinct bulge under your bedsheet, right about where your groin is located. You're mortified. You can feel the color rising in your neck as you try to cover it with your hand, but it's too late. Nurse Jennings has seen that you have a gigantic erection, and to your dismay, she can't take her eyes off of it. "My goodness," she says, placing her hand gently on it. "What's this?" You can't believe it. This beautiful, angelic-looking nurse is actually touching your erect penis. Surely this is against hospital rules. You don't know what to say. Your face is still flush with embarrassment. But you'd give anything to sleep with this girl, and you can't believe your luck. "Unusual lumps must be investigated without delay," Nurse Jennings says softly, but with a tone of false sincerity. And with that, she pulls the curtain around your bed and throws back the sheets, revealing your half-naked body. Half-naked, since you're stripped to the waist and wearing only pajama pants. You look down and see that your erect penis is even more noticeable through the soft flannel material. Your breathing is heavy and slow as she runs a hand over your cock, admiring its shape and size, before slipping her fingers into the waistband of your pajamas to pull them down. You raise your ass to help her, watching your cock spring upwards as it's released from inside your pajama pants, which she tugs all the way down to your knees. She then stands there with her hands on her hips and gazes at the glorious sight of your exposed erection, a naughty smile on her pretty lips. "Actually," she says, her gorgeous blue eyes shining wickedly, "I don't think there's anything to worry about. This all looks normal to me. All the same, I think I'd better make sure." With a sharp intake of breath, you thank your lucky stars as Nurse Jennings bends over and takes your dick into her mouth. The warm, wet sensation is heavenly. She swallows you an inch at a time, one hand grasping the base of your cock firmly and the other lovingly cradling your balls. You let out a deep groan of satisfaction as her lips sink down over your shaft, all the way down, until her nose is nestling into the dense patch of wiry pubic hair that fringes your cock. "Mmm," she moans, although the sound is muffled by the huge mouthful you've given her. You can feel the head of your cock pushing against the back of her throat, and you marvel at her expertise, feeling her wicked tongue exploring the underside of your shaft, even as you are so deeply lodged inside of her mouth. You groan again, place both hands on her head carefully so as not to knock off her nurse's cap. You want her to keep this on, being as it is so visually stimulating, even though it's keeping all her lovely blonde hair under wraps. Suddenly and sharply she withdraws you from her mouth to keep from gagging, leaving a slick coating of glistening wetness all over your cock. She coughs and sputters and wipes her mouth with the back of her hand. "I'm sorry," she says coyly, but she has nothing to be sorry about. Taking her head in your hands once more, you gently guide her back to your prick so that she can continue her ministrations, and she smiles sweetly before taking you back in her mouth and sucking you slowly and tenderly. This time she licks it all over, flicking her tongue carefully over the swollen head and up and down the ridged underside, stimulating all the sensitive nerve endings that send waves of erotic pleasure through your body and make your toes curl. For several minutes, she pleasures you in this way, sucking and licking your cock and fondling your balls with her fingertips until she senses you're about to explode in her mouth and she stops and stands up. "Oh, no, please," you say, your voice coming out as a strained croak. She reaches out and places a long, extended forefinger gently on her lips. "Shh," she whispers as she slowly and teasingly begins unbuttoning the front of her uniform. Placing her hands behind your head, you lie there and watch the spectacle of this beautiful woman stripping off her clean, starched uniform, all for you. The first view buttons reveal her slender neck and décolletage, her deep tan perfectly offset by a thin silver necklace that adorns her elegant neckline. Then, as she unbuttons her uniform further, she exposes a deep, mouth-watering cleavage, the twin globes of her already full breasts lifted up and pushed together by a white lace bra. A few more buttons and there comes a flat, tanned stomach with its lovely belly button and toned abdomen. Your cock is positively fit to burst at the sight of this gorgeous display, and it's all you can do to stop yourself from jerking off right there and then, but you know the best is yet to come. The last buttons of her uniform sees it fall open to reveal her perfect body, her bronzed skin contrasting to the bright whiteness of her matching underwear, bra, panties, and, best of all, hold-up stockings with lace tops. With a shrug, she lets her uniform fall to the floor so that she's standing semi-naked before you, then does a little turn for your amusement. "Well, what do you think?" she asks, knowing full well what the answer is going to be. "Beautiful," you say, although the hardness and deep color of your cock is response enough. "I'm so glad I please you," Nurse Jennings whispers as she gets into bed beside you, the scratchy material of her underwear sending ripples of delight through your body as she rubs up against you. She then takes your hand and places it between her legs, and you immediately feel the wetness through her panties. "Oh, feel how wet I am," she breathes, shuddering as your finger traces the lips of her pussy through the damp material and quickly finds her clitoris. She yanks aside her panties so you can slide your fingers properly inside her, dipping into her, and when you do this, she cries out in pleasure. "Oh, yes," she moans as two and then three of your fingers ease into her warm, wet hole. While you work these inside her, you use your thumb on her clitoris, which quickly brings her to a noisy orgasm. "Oh, God! Oh, yes! Oh, God!" You cover her mouth with your free hand. "Shut up!" you hiss. But she's not listening. Instead, she moans and groans into your palm, squirming on your fingers and thumb and riding herself to a second thrilling climax. You panic, warning her, "You'll get us both caught." You withdraw your fingers from her, and she's positively gasping for you to continue. "Oh, don't stop," she cries, pulling your hand back to her hot, tingling pussy. "Oh, it feels so good." "What the hell," you think. "She doesn't care, then why should I?" Rolling on top of her, you push her panties aside again. This time, thrust your big, hard cock into her, making her scream with pleasure. Instinctively, you cover her mouth with your hand and fuck her good, feeling the walls of her vagina contract around your cock. Her cunt is like a tight, warm, wet glove, lovingly embracing your thick member as it plunges in and out, rippling across her G-spot and sending waves of awesome pleasure through her. Her legs are wrapped tightly around your waist, the material of her stockings only turning you on more. She's using them to pull you deeper into her on the downstroke. "Oh, that's it," she moans in delight. "Fuck me hard." Spurred on by her words, you hammer away at her pussy, making the whole bed shake and creak noisily. Her cunt is making wet sucking sounds as it's reamed by your big prick, and you wonder how long you can hold out before reaching orgasm yourself. "Oh, fuck me, fuck me," cries Nurse Jennings, her face flushed and her eyes screwed up tight. You're grinding your pubic bone hard against her clitoris now, stimulating her both inside and out, so that when you thrust downwards, you press down her clit. Then you withdraw upwards, your helmet rubs against her G-spot. Oh, this is driving her absolutely crazy. Beneath you, Nurse Jennings is writhing and undulating, lost in throes of pleasure, while all you can do is try not to come at the sight of her tits as they almost bounce out of her lacy bra. "Oh, come inside me," whispers Nurse Jennings hoarsely. "I want to feel your hot cum fill me up." You continue to pound away at her sopping cunt, knowing that orgasm can only be seconds away. There's a layer of sweat covering your back and your balls are aching for release. At that moment, Nurse Jennings stretches upwards and sucks on your right nipple. It's like you've stuck your finger into a light socket that dispenses only erotic pleasure. Your cock stiffens even more, if that's possible, and twitches spasmodically, and then you cry out loudly as you shoot a stream of molten semen inside of her pussy. This sensation of this makes her come to, and together you pump your hips as you unload into her hungry, waiting cunt. Oh, Nurse Jenny's coos quietly. Your cum feels so good. Fill me up, honey. Your orgasm is intense and prolonged. The sight of Nurse Jennings in her white cap and underwear only adds to its magnitude, as does the feel of the warm, sticky, delightful mess that you've both made inside of her pussy. It takes a short while before you've finished coming, after which you roll off of her and onto your back, panting for breath. You both lie there, deeply satisfied, you with your cock still red and stiff, and Nurse Jennings dreamily fingering her wet hole. There's a glistening layer of perspiration across her chest and stomach. Oh, that was beautiful, she sighs, lifting her hand to smell your mingled scent. It's too bad you won't remember it tomorrow. You frown, pondering what she's just said. You've got to be kidding, you say, with a nervous laugh. How could I possibly forget that? Nurse Jennings is on her feet already and slipping her arms into her uniform. She only smiles sweetly in response. I mean, come on, you persist, sitting on the edge of the bed and taking her hand in yours. She pulls away from you and starts buttoning her uniform. There's no way I could forget such an incredible fuck. You're amazing. Nurse Jennings smooths down her uniform and straightens her cap. Seemingly not listening, she yanks the curtain back from around the bed. Hey! You snap, grabbing her by the arm. She shoots you a threatening look, so you loosen your grip. Hey, I'm not going to forget you. No, Nurse Jennings' expression is softer again, sweet and angelic. She touches your face and kisses you tenderly on the mouth. She then turns and walks to the door, her heels click-clacking on the linoleum. Before she leaves, she pauses, looks over her shoulder at you, and smiles one last time. That's exactly what you said last night. The end of a delightful story. Again, written by Dark Angel 001 and read by Audio Diva.